Hey.
Hi, I'm calling from Wisconsin Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting this voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random. You may stop participation at any time.
Okay.
Hello? Hi. Can you help us with the survey?
Sure.
Thank you so much. This is the first question, and thank you so much for being so kind and taking the survey. I know we're still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 for president elections, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Definitely vote.
Thank you.
And sorry, in the 2020, you caught me while I'm making applesauce, but keep going.
Oh, can I call you back or?
No, keep going.
Oh, thank you, sir. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race?
I am white.
Thank you. And what is your age?
37.
Thank you. And thinking about approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, or liberal, or very liberal?
Liberal.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and the Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 and how important an issue is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is most important, and 5, someone important, and 0, not at all important, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Very important.
Thank you so much. You're right.
Is that right?
And yes, sir. Reducing
okay.
crime and gun violence.
Six. Six is better, right?
Thank you. Yes. 5 is somewhat important, 10 is most important, and 0 not at all important.
Okay, yeah. Let's say 6.
Thank you. Protecting social security.
1 second. Let me turn off my speaker thing. Echo. Stop. All right. Keep going.
Thank you. Protecting social security and Medicare.
Very important. 10.
Thank you. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
7.
Okay, thank you. Making housing more affordable.
I hate to be this guy, but I got a house. I mean, at the same time, you know what? Our kiddos deserve it. Let's say it's very important, like an 8. Make it easier.
Thank you. I'm going to move forward with the next question. Do you approve or disapprove? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? You can say strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
I approve. The one above, I wouldn't say very, very, But like the one right below that, is there a, what was the ranking?
Yes, sir. Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Hmm. You seem to jump around there. All right. Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which
okay.
100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. This is the first one. And the Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
Favorable. Very favorable. I'm sorry. Was that an option?
100 or 50 or 0?
100.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
50.
Thank you. And Republicans in Congress?
0.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, I want you to read a list of priorities that you think that the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on for each. I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 is not at all important, and 10 is most important, and 5 somewhat important, okay?
Okay.
Okay. First one, banning different tobacco products for adults?
Not important. 0.
Thank you. Removing illegal electronic or e-vapor products from the market?
Yeah, very important. 10. Was that an option? I'm sorry.
Yes, that's the right answer. 10, okay. 5, or 0. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you. Preventing underage tobacco use?
Very important. 10.
Thank you. And reducing abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
Oh, heck yeah, 10.
Thank you so much. Okay. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21 years. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Yes.
Strongly support, someone support. Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed. Sorry.
Strongly support.
Thank you.
Rationale, subtext. I don't want anyone else addicted.
Yeah. It's very dangerous. And thank you so much for taking the survey.
Yeah. You're welcome. You. I had a great time.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. This is the following question. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? You can say strongly support. So, yes, sir?
Yeah, I strongly support, but I also strongly support like a national ban on all cigarettes, if that's another option.
Yeah, this is, you know, the survey that will help us out to make sure if they can create a law, right, in order for banning cigarettes, right?
I think exactly.
We're going to take in consideration your answer, and thank you for that, sir.
Yeah, no problemo.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? You can say much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm.
Much more benefit.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Oh, man, that's a toughie. Like, they're pretty crazy at the national government right now. But, yeah, sure. 100%. 10. Whatever.
Thank you so much. And this is the next question. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is it better approach for the government to focus its efforts on harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention, education and helping adult smokers, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavor, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive?
Definitely not the last one, because it doesn't matter once you're addicted how much it costs. People will pay for it. I would say prevention. I mean, 100%. I believe that prevention is more cost effective than any sort of intervention.
Okay.
At the same time, if they're like proposing DARE, fuck that shit. Like, that didn't work at all. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
DARE was a program that they used in like American middle schools, where they were like, don't ever touch drugs. And everybody was like, but you're making drugs so sound so cool. Anyway, it didn't work. Eventually, they canceled the DARE program. This is not important. Sir, I say prevention is still the best medicine.
Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. And thank you for letting me know. And thank you for the additional detail. I really appreciate it, sir.
Yes.
Now, I would like to read some of the things some people say could come past if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one,
okay,
please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. And you can say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all. And this is the first one. The creation of black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. You can say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned.
Not very concerned. Not at all concerned. The last one.
Okay. And loss of tens of thousands of good paying jobs, including farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today?
Not at all concerned.
Not at all concerned, thank you. And I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means strongly agree, somewhat agree means 5, and 0 means do not agree at all, okay?
All right.
Okay, thank you. Prohibition as policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and failed with marijuana. Prohibition does not prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These type of drugs trades are linked to terrorist organization and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or do not agree at all?
I mean, in relation to cigarettes or in that assertion in general?
It's like a prohibition that, you know, in America, it failed with the alcohol and failed with the marijuana, the prohibition. So the prohibition
mm-hmm.
does not prevent any usage, right? Instead,
yeah.
it creates a different black market, right?
That's true. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, thank you. This is the following question. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people between
mm-hmm.
minority and white population occurs because some people or some police officers and legal office use trivial laws such as marijuana possession to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these
mm-hmm.
products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on a minority communities where we might never return from. You can say strongly agree, somewhat agree, or do not agree at all.
Hell yeah, police are racist as fuck. Sorry. I didn't say that last part. All I said was yes, agree.
Agree. Thank you, sir. We really appreciate your answer. And this is the following question. Today's adult smokers come from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health condition or other drug addiction. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. When we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm education. You can say strongly agree, somewhat agree, or do not agree at all.
No, I don't agree. I smoke cigarettes and I'm a smart man.
Okay, thank you, sir. We're going to move, I'm moving forward with the next question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again, sir. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21 years. You can say strongly support, or somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed.
No, I strongly support people not selling tobacco to people under 21.
Thank you.
I don't want people under 21 to buy tobacco. That's my assertion. However, that shakes out in the answer key.
Okay. Thank you so much. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? You can say strongly support, somewhat support, strongly oppose, or somewhat oppose.
I support.
Thank you. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm or to your community?
Benefit.
Much more benefit?
Yeah.
Thank you. And what will be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or it will have no impact on your decision of who vote for? You can say much more willing, somewhat more willing, or much less willing, or have no impact.
much more willing.
Thank you. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products like cigars?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you used oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Have you used or have you drank coffee?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you used soda or pop? P-O-P?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you drink beer?
No.
No. And have you used smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
And have you used liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you used wine or have you drank wine?
No.
And have you smoked cigarettes?
Yes.
In the past 30 days. Thank you. And have you used pipe tobacco?
Yep. No.
Thank you.
No.
No.
Okay. Sorry.
Thank you. And have you used electronic cigarettes or electronic vapor products?
No.
And have you used heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
No, thank you. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduate school.
Thank you.
So,
and,
okay.
Yes, sir. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or without it?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age,
nope,
or younger living in your household? No. And which of the following best describes of you think your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Thank you. And are you or is any member of your household of a union or employee association?
No.
No. Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Sure. Yes.
Thank you. And okay, this concludes our survey for today, and thank you so much for your participation. I really appreciate
All
your
right.
time, sir. All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You so much. Enjoy your evening. Goodbye, sir.